The state Senate decided to not take a vote Friday on a controversial bill that would overhaul Kentucky's ailing pension systems. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton says teachers and other public workers descended on Frankfort to protest the legislation.
Senate President Robert Stivers said as late as Thursday evening that there were enough votes to pass the bill, which would alter benefits for state workers, especially teachers. But after hours of closed-door meetings on Friday, Stivers said the Senate's Republican majority wanted more time to consider the issue.
Our caucus members want to have a full discussion about the implications of the bill.
Senate Bill 1 was sent back to the state and local government committee, which could still alter the legislation in order to address concerns of lawmakers and public workers who are opposed to the bill. If it ever passes the Senate, it'd still have to pass the House, where the current bill's chances are even less likely. Lawmakers have a little more than 2 weeks to pass a bill before Governor Matt Bevin's designated veto period. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.
Current and retired teachers chanted "In November, we'll remember," a reference to this fall's election. About 200 educators gathered an hour before Friday's session began and made their voices known after the Senate went in. Madison County Middle School teacher Leslie Buckner had harsh words for Governor Bevin.
It seems that he has been out to get us since he took office. I feel like that he is on a mission to destroy public schools. And if this bill goes through, it will hurt the children of Kentucky because we can't attract new teachers to our state if there is nothing to attract them.
Among the sign-carrying teachers was Rick Stavisky, who is an instructional aide in Bath County.
I support every teacher that I work with. These teachers work hard. You know, they do a lot for our kids. They're great teachers, and they deserve what they were promised. That's the way I see it.
Kentucky Education Association President Stephanie Winkler says a teacher's strike is illegal in Kentucky. But if the measure wins final approval in the General Assembly, Winkler says legal action is almost certain. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.